Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is John chapter 8, verses 31 through 47a. The Reverend James Baumgartner is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Reading for this morning is from John chapter 8, 31 through 47. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are offspring of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak of what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father." They answered him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You are doing the works of your father." They said to him, "We were not born of sexual immorality. We have one father, even God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe in me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus offers the world freedom. The world offers Jesus death. There's a looping pattern of sinful rejection throughout the Gospels that gives us pause today in our own Lenten journey. Just start with me today in Luke chapter 4. It's right after his baptism and the temptation in the wilderness, and Jesus goes to Nazareth to preach in the synagogue. That's where he unrolls the scroll of Isaiah and reads out, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Jesus offers the world freedom. The world offers Jesus death. The Jews were so upset when they heard that message that Jesus was offering that liberty, which he spoke of twice, not just to Israel, but to the Gentiles also, that they took him to the outskirts of town in order to throw him off of a cliff. It was the Jews, after all, who relied on their lineage and their works for salvation. They were the chosen ones, after all. They were the Lord's hand-picked family, a bloodline that came with this great promise. And yet, by their actions, they proved that they were the ones actually stuck inside of Isaiah's words. They were the ones being held captive. They were the ones who were blind. They were the ones who needed to be set free. And so that basic image, it loops around a few more times across the pages of Scripture until it jumps out in our reading today from John chapter 8. Jesus again speaks words about liberty and freedom, saying, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Freedom from God. "If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." And they reply, "We are offspring of Abraham. We've never been enslaved." They don't look at themselves, they look at others. "We don't need your freedom. We don't need to be liberated." You know, more and more, I think I'm beginning to understand why Jesus weeps over the city of Jerusalem later on. They are far too hard-hearted to care, too stiff-necked to change, and too blind to see that wrapped around their very souls are massive chains of slavery. They are shackled to death. They're weighed down by the law, held captive to sin, and have turned their desires over to whom Jesus calls their true father, which is Satan, who was a murderer from the beginning, and he has nothing to do with truth. And so now, with all the true desires and intents out in the open, Jesus calls them out on it, saying, "You seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you." He saw the hate in their hearts, and he recognized that if there happened to be another hill nearby, well, they surely would have tried to usher Jesus towards it. Again. Because, again, they refused the only one strong and loving enough to break the chains that set them free. Jesus offers the world freedom. The world offers Jesus death. And so what's going on with these Jewish people in our text? What are they so stuck on? Well, St. Paul gives us the outline, the basic gist of it in Galatians 4. He says, "For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by a slave woman and one by a free woman. But the son of the slave was born according to the flesh, while the son of the free woman was born according to the promise. And so Ishmael is born of Hagar, Isaac is born from Sarah, one was a child based on the works of man, one is a child based on the works of God. One was from flesh, one was from promise." And the reason they keep looping back around and wanting to kill Jesus is because he's saying what St. Paul later echoes in Romans 9. "For not all who are descended from Israel belong to Israel. And not all are children of Abraham because they're his offspring, but through Isaac shall your offspring be named." This means that it is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as offspring. So it's the promise and relying on the promise that paves the way for the kingdom of God here on earth. God promised Adam and Eve that one of their offspring would crush the head of that serpent. God promised Abraham and Sarah that he would make a great nation from them through the wildly unexpected promise that Isaac would be born. Later on, Jacob is born because of a promise. Later on, Joseph is born because of a promise. Samuel is born because of a promise. John the Baptist is born because of a promise. And Jesus is born because of a promise. So you want to be in this family? You want to be born in this family? Then it's not about relying on the flesh, on who you are, on what you can do. It's about relying on the promise. It's the same promise you took for granted as a kid when some Sunday school teacher was sick and tired of your class and she just thought you needed to be exhausted, and so she taught you a song. You know the one. "Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord. Right arm, left foot, turn around, or chin up, turn around, sit down, times 1,000 times, and you're tired." But you never really questioned why. Right? I remember as a kid singing that, and I just took it for granted. Okay, someone told me that. Someone gave me that identity, and so I can sit down confidently in that identity. And so Paul writes in Galatians 4, "You were once enslaved by the elementary principles of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, 'Abba, Father.' So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God." Jesus offers the world freedom, and the world offers Jesus death. Rejected in Nazareth, rejected in Jerusalem, Jesus was soon to be rejected upon the cross. Despised and shamed and ridiculed, abandoned and mocked, cast down and left for death on a hill, again, just outside of town. Hebrews 2:14-15 says, "Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. By his wounds you are healed. By his death we are set free, baptized into his death and his resurrection. Those who are held in slavery to sin are set free. Friend, for you, today, in this moment, Christ has come to set you free. For you, Jesus came to crush the head of the serpent. For you, he broke the bonds and loosed the chains and tore off the fetters that have held you down for so long. You're free even now in Jesus Christ your Lord. Don't feel it? That's okay. That doesn't matter. This is not a kingdom of emotion and feelings. This is a kingdom of the promise. The chains are gone because the Lamb of God took your place. And the captivity you've endured is no longer in control. You're a child of God. You're an heir of the kingdom, beloved of your Father, grafted into Abraham's family tree through the blood of Christ by faith. So when you fall into sin, speak the promises of God over yourself once again. And when you doubt, hear the truth that God proclaimed for you. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Jesus offers you freedom by his death. What's more, Jesus offers you life everlasting, because on the backside of that rugged cross, the new dawn of Easter morning begins to shine. So let us hold fast, Hebrews 10:23 says. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Thanks be to God, it's all about his promise. And now may the peace that passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.